Extreme heat stress can have many negative effects on our bodies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sohrab Chatterjee, professor of environmental and occupational health at the Joe C. Wen School of Population and Public Health at the University of California, Irvine, determines how to protect ourselves.
In a dynamically changing global landscape, the imminent threat of climate change is evident in rising temperatures. As we see in my recent research, our warming planet is undoubtedly leading to acute and chronic heat stress that harms the health of us all, but especially our aging population. As one of the first studies to fill the knowledge gap on the effects of heat stress on a molecular level, we used mouse models to mirror human biology and found that heat stress affects one of our most important biological mechanisms that connects our gut, liver, and brain. This complex and multidirectional communication system touches everything in our body, and when we analyzed heat-stressed elderly mice, we found an increased production of ORM2, a liver protein that is linked to gut inflammation and brain impact. As more ORM2 is secreted from the liver, we found that the protein made its way into the brain and spine, which contributes to cognitive decline and compromises the ability to form new neurons and exacerbates age-related diseases. For our aging population, this is especially concerning since heat stress can worsen common health conditions like cardiovascular, respiratory, and kidney diseases. One of our research's key takeaways is the potential to use ORM2 for targeted interventions to prevent worsening of liver and neurodegenerative brain disease from heat exposure. This observation advances molecular insights into our understanding of why our body reacts the way it does to adverse heat events and will serve as a foundation for future tools that can predict and mitigate the harmful effects of heat stress.
That was Sohrab Chatterjee of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.